Blog Talk Radio.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dally McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dally McCarthy Show.
The Dally McCarthy Show is brought to you by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out Arthur Murray Dance at naperville.com. Sullivan's Steakhouse, another proud sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated, and the best dang pizza, I'm telling you, in all of Naperville. Probably the southwest suburbs, really. Check them out online at www.bricconis.com or give them a call and mention the Dally McCarthy Show. If you're a veteran, by the way, your drink or dessert is on me. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. And the Naperville Trolley. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. I love saying that. And finally, the Dally McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Clark's Car Care in Naperville. Happy cars, happy owners. Check out Clark's Car Care. Say hello to my friend Matt Weber over there. And, oh, yeah, one more. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Everybody, welcome to the Good Show. I am your host, Dally McCarthy. I want to thank you all for tuning in to another edition of the Good Show. Really, really glad to be here. You know, you guys know it's been 6 years of this show, almost 7 years. March will be 7 years. And I'm telling you, there's just so much work to be done. So many guests, so many good guests. We have a great season coming up. This is the kickoff of our fall season. We have John Vincent, who is just the most amazing singer that there is in Chicago. He sounds so much like Frank Sinatra, but yet he's still his own voice. John Vincent is going to be on the show this fall. We have some great non-for-profits coming on, and you're going to learn about non-for-profits like the North Pole, Chicago, Operation North Pole Chicago. Here we are. I'm talking off the top of my head. There's so many not-for-profits in this head of mine. And this one comes to mind. There's just so many, and we're going to bring them all to you. Are you ready for fall? Are you ready? Dare I say this, the holidays? We just kind of got to gear up here. Slowly, we're building up and getting ready for a wonderful season. Kicking off fall, the Dally McCarthy Show is really proud to be a sponsor of the Great Pink Run. This is a run, to research a cure for breast cancer. Did you know that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? So that's pretty darn serious, folks, to me. Two of my sisters have had breast cancer. I have 8 sisters. So that's about 20% there. Maybe I'm wrong, the math. With my understanding, there would be no math. Well, anyway, regardless, this is serious. I'm not laughing about this. Great Pink Run in Chicago. We're really proud to sponsor this on Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m., Diversity Harbor. We're working together to find a cure here. It's a 5K family fun run and a 10K certified run. I was told that Desmond Clark was going to be leading this run, but I think that something happened. I know, I'm pretty sure something happened where he's got a last-minute commitment that came up with his family, so he's not going to be running. So we're going to find out who exactly is going to be running. But we do know that Sonia O'Sullivan, who's the Irish silver medal Olympian, will be there, and she's going to be leading off the run as well. So that'll be nice. Speaking of Irish here, do you guys know? Next Saturday, finally here. Got a drum roll. Maybe we can have some bagpipes. We're heading to Ireland. Listeners of the Dolly McCarthy Show and my magazine, Park Ridge Living, I'm so excited. We're heading to the old sod. And I won't tell you the details anymore because it's too late to come. I don't want to make anybody cry. But I got some good news. So next year we're going to be doing another tour of Ireland. It's going to be different spots, but probably we're definitely going to hit Dublin again. So if you've never been to Ireland, next year's tour will be just as fabulous, of course. So sorry we're missing you this year, but we will we'll pull some pictures so you can be there. You can live vicariously through me. How about that? We had a great time this weekend at the Misericordia Family Fest. I want to do a shout out to Dan Stapleton, who's a volunteer over there, and Joe and Mary Kay Calavery's families there that are just, you know, a couple of the hundreds of volunteers at Misericordia. We had a great time at that family fest. I ran into some old Ferdinand friends there. The O'Rourkes were there. The Kehoes were there. It was just really a great time. So thanks, everybody, for going out and supporting Misericordia's Family Fest. Let's see. What else do we have? We have a lot of announcements here. Let me make sure I'm getting through it all. Yes, I think I got them all. I think we are good. Yes, we are very good here. We're caught up. Except one thing. Did you know that opening night for the Broadway musical Newsies at the Paramount Theater is tomorrow, Friday, September 13th? It is tomorrow. And you can still get tickets for this all season long. This is playing through, let me see, I'm trying to, yeah. You know what? Doggone it, I don't have all those notes. But it's playing for a while. You want to go see Disney's Newsies, the Broadway musical. Check it out at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, paramountaurora.com. I am so looking forward to seeing this. Another Jim Cordy production. Jim is amazing over there. And we're going to have him on the show. We're going to have him back on the show to talk about just what he has done over there at the Paramount Theater. He has awoken the giant. The beautiful Paramount Theater is now just, everyone can enjoy it. It's just been restored, and there's just great shows there, and I'm so proud to be a part of that theater and have them on the show many times. Okay, we gotta quickly move along. We have some great guests today. My first guest, Rebecca Darr, who is the executive director of Wings in Chicago, serving Chicagoland, and she's going to be our first guest. Rebecca, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. It's really good to have you on. This is your first time, isn't it, Rebecca, being on the show?
It is my first time. I'm excited.
Well, welcome, welcome. I promise to be gentle with you. Rebecca is the executive director of Wings. Rebecca, for those people that are not familiar with the Wings, I can go into it. It's an agency that really provides support to adults and children who are escaping domestic violence and abuse, right? That's just, I guess, the best and the simplest way to put it. And
that
how
is
long
correct.
You've been a part of Wings for quite a long time. Not that long. You're not as old as me, I don't think, but it's been a while.
I think I might be. Yeah, now Wings has been around since 1985, and I've been there for the last 20 years of that tenure. And it was started in by a group of church members from St. Marceline's Church in Schaumburg, who saw the fastest growing population of homelessness was women and children. And the reason that, women and children were becoming homeless is they were trying to escape abusive situations and did not have the financial means to restart their lives. So they started Wings, and over the years, in response to the need, we've grown from a very small grassroots organization to become one of the largest domestic violence service and housing providers in the state of Illinois.
Wow, that's amazing. And your 20 years of being there. Rebecca and Wings are going to be the beneficiaries, or the other half of the beneficiary couple, we should say. Lifespan, as I've been promoting and talking about all summer long, is a beneficiary of the Park Ridge Living Fashion Show we're having in October 18th at the Park Ridge Country Club. And you guys, tickets are halfway sold out as of today. And they just went on sale 10 days ago. So, you know, if you're interested in coming, you better get them, because they're going quickly. Every day I get an email, gives me that update on how many tickets are sold. And it's going really, really well. So this event is going to be October 18th at the Park Ridge Country Club, benefiting Wings again, and Lifespan, another agency serving Cook County. A little different, you know, they do some things that are different. I'm sure, Rebecca, you probably can just kind of give us what the difference really is. But we're raising awareness about domestic violence here and raising funds. But raising awareness is key, isn't it? And so we're going to talk about the differences. But what I first want to talk about and clarify for people, what really is domestic violence and the signs of it, so that we can recognize it, or at least, you know, how do we, you know, we'll get into this, how we approach someone who we think is experiencing this in her life. So let's break it down first and foremost, if you don't mind, Rebecca.
I don't mind at all. And I will say that Lifespan is not a competing organization, but a complementary organization. They do legal advocacy and counseling, and we do housing and safe shelter, and we work very closely together. So we're ecstatic to be able to both be a part of this event coming up on October 18th. And how people come to both of our organizations typically is through the domestic violence hotline. And if someone knows someone who is experiencing domestic violence, and I will get into what does that look like and what does it mean, is to give them that statewide hotline number. It's confidential. Any services that you could want to tap into throughout the state, but in any community, they can help you with that. And there's many languages spoken on that hotline. And when you think about domestic violence, a lot of people always go to the hitting. And while that is certainly, you know, the signature symptom, if you will, of domestic violence, there's many other facets to it. And a lot of it is isolation. Someone who's in an abusive situation may not be allowed to go be with their friends or to be with their families. It's financial abuse, where one person in the relationship doesn't allow the other person to have any money or any access to any of their money. And it's certainly the emotional abuse, the calling someone stupid, putting them down, making them, you know, telling them that they'll never be able to make it on their own, all of those psychological and emotional scars that people come out of those situations with. And a lot of times people that are in the situation don't see a way out or don't know how to get out, in some cases not even realizing that that they need to get out. And so you have organizations like Wings and Lifespan and other of our sister agencies who are here to help someone, you know, see that there's a different way to live, and we can help you safely get out. Because the main thing I want callers to know is that the most dangerous time for a victim of domestic violence is when they're in the act of leaving. And the reason is because domestic violence is about power and control, about one individual needing to have power and control over the other one and using all those means I just mentioned, financial, emotional, and physical abuse and intimidation to keep them under their control. And so when the individual is leaving, the abuser loses control, and that's when they get more dangerous. And so it's really important that if someone is going to leave, that they talk with a professional at the hotline, at Wings, at Lifespan, to have a safety plan and to know what they need to take with them and how to get out, you know, without getting hurt. And
right,
so,
right.
You know, when you look at the prevalence of domestic violence, the ongoing statistic has been 1 in 4 women, and I believe 1 in 7 men. And Wings and Lifespan do serve men as well. So it's, you know, it's a prevalent issue in our society. Has come to light more in the last few years with the hashtag MeToo movement, which is also about power and control. Sexual assault is power and control. And you saw in all of those, in all those situations, it was, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins of the world using their power to, you know, to sexually assault and hurt other people. So as that movement has come out, more people have felt freed up to ask for help and to reach out for help. And that's certainly something that is, you know, is difficult. But once people have asked for that help and received it, they transcend to the other side of happiness and healthy relationships. And that's what we want for them, and that's what we want for their children.
Right, right. Now, the hotline for Wings, it's 24 hours. It's 24-hour
mm-hmm.
hotline, 847. I'm going to put that number out there. It's 847-221-5680.
Okay.
And we're going to put that up on our Facebook and our Instagram pages. How do you, what should you do if someone you know is experiencing domestic violence? How do you start the conversation with them to help them or her?
Well, I think the key issue is to not judge them. You know, you're not in their shoes, you're not experiencing what they're experiencing. But certainly to, you know, let them know what you're observing, and that if, you know, offering them that phone number to say, hey, there, you know, if you ever want to talk to somebody, here's a number, and you could just talk to them. But not, you know, the worst thing that you can do is make them feel worse than they already feel, because they're stuck in a situation. And while it may seem obvious to you of how they should get out, it's not that simple. So, you know, you've always heard people say, well, why doesn't she just leave? And it's she because in more cases, historically, it has been women who are the victims in the situation. And, you know, if you don't have money and you don't have access to money, it's really hard to leave. You know, but just offering them support, you know, I'm here for you. If you need me, you have my number. You know, here's this hotline number for, it's confidential. And a lot of times that's what people need, is just a lending ear, somebody that is not going to judge them for the situation they're in, because they didn't create it and they don't deserve it.
Well, yeah. What does the law say about domestic violence? There's so much, there's so many agents out there offering advice. In particular, we have the expertise of Lifespan. But for those listening that haven't taken that step yet, I want to give them some real facts and some concrete information about that. There is a law that says, particularly about domestic violence, and protects individuals experiencing domestic violence. So people realize
yeah,
that this is a crime. It's a crime, and you can prosecute it. Mm-hmm.
That is correct. And certainly, so Illinois was one of the leading states back in the 80s that published the Domestic Violence Act, and it outlines not only that it's a crime, but the, you know, there's been advocacy over the years for penalties in this crime. And certainly, like with any other law, you have different jurisdictions and different judges who will interpret the behavior as criminal or not criminal. But certainly when there is physical assault, sexual assault, those types of things, that's easier to prove in the court of law. There's usually bruises, there's signs of the altercation. What's harder to prove is obviously the emotional and psychological abuse. We had a client once who was deathly afraid of the dark, and her abuser's way of torturing her was cutting the power to the house. Now, while that's horrible, that's something that's hard to prosecute him in a criminal as a criminal thing. It you know, you could go after him for torture, but it was a harder case than if you've got bruises and that sort of thing. So, and there are in the courtrooms, and this is a big piece of what Lifespan does in terms of advocacy, legal advocacy, in terms of getting orders for protection, which is a key part of the safety planning. And you can get criminals orders of protection, and you can get civil orders of protection. So in those cases where, you know, it's going to be harder to make the case of a criminal act because it's more of the psychological stuff going on, individuals can go into courtrooms and ask for a civil order of protection. And again, that's a big piece of what Lifespan helps people with. And so in our partnership with them, you know, that's helpful to Wings because our clients and our residents have an advocate to go into the courthouse with them and advocate for them to get that order so that this person will stop, you know, harassing them by calling them 50 times an hour. You know, that is harassment and that's abuse and that's not okay. So where those things don't fall in the criminal statute, there's remedies for it.
And now with Wings, you provide safe housing, counseling. You've got so many success stories here. You are working with local hospitals. You have resale shops. We see them. We see them out there. There's one in Niles, right? And there's many locations, mm-hmm. and there's also homes that are not obviously defined or recognized that house women and children affected by domestic violence. So many things going mm-hmm. on. We're talking right now with Rebecca Darr, who's the executive director of Wings, Breaking the Cycle of Domestic Violence. She's been with Wings 20 years making a difference here. And we're really proud to have you on the show, Rebecca. Very glad that you can spend some time with us to talk about this very serious. It's still one of those things that's not talked about, but it's really, we're trying to break that silence here. And with the local magazine here, Park Ridge Living, we are having a fundraiser to raise awareness and funds. Wings itself is having their own fundraiser. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the pink or the purple tie ball, right?
Yes,
I get that mixed up with the pink tie ball.
I know.
Purple.
Well,
and October
and
is
mm-hmm. is both. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month mm-hmm. and Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So where you see the pink ribbons for breast cancer, there's the purple ribbon for domestic violence. So that's why we call it our purple tie ball, and we do encourage people to wear purple ties and purple dresses. But that event is October 5th in Itasca at the Westin, and people can get information about that gala on our website at wingsprogram.com. We'd love to have anyone who wants to come. We always feature a graduate, an outstanding graduate at that event, and this year's graduate is phenomenal. She went through our safe house and our two-year transitional housing program, took full advantage of every opportunity that we offered her, and now owns her own home and with her beautiful young daughter and is pursuing a doctorate in medical physics. So that is
wow.
amazing when you hear the story of what her journey was to get to where she is today. But we're also featuring an interesting
mm-hmm.
event. Mm-hmm. Is the highest ranking woman at the NFL, Jennifer Langton, is a keynote speaker that will be there that evening talking about the NFL's response, certainly after the Ray Rice incident, how the NFL had to really look at all their policies and procedures and change how they respond to domestic mm-hmm. violence among their players and their wives.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be really interesting, and we'll have some former Bears players there. They're sponsoring the event as well. So, again, they
fantastic.
Can check that out. Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the Major League Baseball. Now, this is a whole nother show, I should say. But Major League
yes,
Baseball, the NFL – all taking a stand. Major League Baseball, as you recall, last year, came up with some new policies, and that really affected our Cubs player, Addison Russell, who's now no longer with the Cubs. And I could remember being in the stadium when he would go up to plate and getting boos. And by the majority of people in the stands. And then there were others that, you know, say, yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. He was never convicted. Well, most cases, they're not convicted, are they? In most cases.
No, that's what I'm saying. Many of those cases, if it's more verbal and less physical, it's harder to get a conviction.
Yeah. And for the record, Addison Russell did admit his abuse, and he admitted he was sorry. So there we go. Sweet Home Chicago is another.
He also went to get treatment. So, they told him, you're not coming back to the Cubs if you don't get the treatment, which I think was the right move on the part of the Cubs management to give him the opportunity to change the way he behaves, you know.
One other point I wanted to stress in this conversation to Rebecca and get your take on it is, you know, a lot of times the victim of domestic violence, it's not one particular kind of person or socioeconomic or race. It is across the border. And when you talked about that woman, the young woman that's going to be speaking at your event and at our own Park Ridge Living's event.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she'll be yours too. Yeah.
This even affects smart women. Smart women fall into this trap. you know, we have CEOs of major companies that have been victims of domestic violence. It is not whether you're smart or dumb. You have some,
no.
And I would love to get your take on that and your input and your advice
on
that.
I do think that more and more women who are successful professional women are realizing that if they tell their story of what they've gone through, people are like, oh, this happens all over the place. This isn't just, you know, these poor women in this part of the city. That isn't the case at all. So we have been working with our graduates as well, are part of our mentoring program, and other women in the community have been coming forth, professional women with very wonderful professional careers, doctors, pharmacists, all kinds of people who are coming to us for help, and we're helping them safely get out. Now, not all of those folks need shelter, but they do need the support and the counseling and the safety planning, because it's still just as dangerous for them no matter what their position is. But the power in a survivor, particularly a woman who has made it to the other side and is now able to give back and to pay it forward, to come back and say to someone who's, you know, just calling for help the first time, to say, I was there and you will be here, because, you know, we're all in this together, is just so powerful. So it cuts across every socioeconomic status and every race.
Yeah. And oftentimes these victims go into counseling and they experience the counseling that will help them recognize abuse before they get into another relationship or dive into another relationship, so they can recognize the signs. Because it's not okay to constantly be around someone who's constantly apologizing for bad behavior. And yes, we've been taught since we were little to forgive and give people second chances, but a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth chance, you have to break the cycle at some point and be strong enough as women. So you can become, I'm on the Wings website. I know that you can become a financial supporter of Wings. You can come to the Purple Tie Ball. You could come to Park Ridge Living's fashion show supporting Wings. We're going to have an awesome silent auction. And so there's incentives too to come in donating. You get some great items. That auction is going to go live in a couple of weeks. You can volunteer.
That's a great
what
artwork.
Other things? Yep. What yep. other things can people do to help Wings? If, you know, and we're not, are volunteers needed to work with these women, or are you more, do you have professionals with them and the volunteers do other things like work the resale shop or?
So people can go to the website, yes, and look at all of the different volunteer opportunities, because we have a wide variety of, from working in the resale stores and in our logistics center sorting, as well as there are opportunities to be on committees and to get trained to work directly with the women and the kids. So to work under the law, under the Illinois Domestic Violence Act, to volunteer inside the four walls of a domestic violence shelter, you have to go through a a 40-hour domestic violence training, which WINGS does offer three times a year for people who are interested in doing that work. Our volunteer coordinator also works with people who want to, you know, help out with children's activities when we do them throughout the year. So we have a lot of opportunities for volunteers. The other thing that's real easy for people to do is to donate to our resale stores. Shop at the stores and donate at the stores. All my clothes come from our resale stores, and I get lots of compliments on what I wear, and that's thanks to all of you great donors out there. The way to donate is on the website as well, and the kinds of things that we're looking for. But our resale stores are used to generate revenue for our programs, but all of our residents also go there to get their clothes, their furniture, the things that they need absolutely free to them. So if you clean out your closets, you know, think of us and give to us, because we'll use it to save lives.
Fantastic. And you can even host a clothing donation drive, I see here on the website too.
That is right. Lots of people who do that. And get their neighbors together, and everybody brings something. And WINGS, we have trucks and vans, and we can, you know, for large donation drives like that, we can make arrangements to pick it up. We pick up furniture. We take furniture donations. And again, we use that to furnish all of our homes and apartments, of which we have about 50 to 60. And, you know, it takes all of us working together to help these families get to that happy place that they deserve to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rebecca, I appreciate you staying on this call a little bit longer than we had originally talked about. There's just so much to talk about here. And before I let you go, I want to ask you too, and we'll recap and we'll tell you about some more of the events and how to find tickets and all of that good stuff. But I want to really just get a handle on, you know, the cycle of abuse, and we have WINGS, we have Lifespan, there's other smaller agencies out there too, chipping away at this, what would you call it, a social disease?
Yeah.
And are we making a difference? Are we making an impact? Are women getting smarter? Are men wising up? Or, I mean, not men, I shouldn't say that.
Well,
I don't want to pick
on
the men, but the statistics really show it's a lot of mostly women.
Right.
But, you know, are you seeing an increase? Or, you know, what is the status, the statistics right now? Do they really reflect this as a growing problem, or are we making a difference? I mean,
well, we've seen, you know, particularly since the hashtag, the NFL's thing with the Ray Rice incident and then the hashtag MeToo movement, the call volumes have certainly gone up because people know they can call for help. The problem has always been and still is you don't have always enough resources. So if, you know, when WINGS added our second safe house that's now in the city, we were only the fifth shelter, domestic violence shelter in the city of Chicago, and there were only 112 shelter beds until we added our 40, and there's still now only about 152. So when you look at the size of Chicago and you say that's the response you have is 152 beds, that's pretty, you know, harsh to think about. So it's a resource issue from one standpoint, but being creative and collaborative, as all of us have done, like with Lifespan, we're able to help people who don't need shelter still get out safely and get on the path they want to be on. Where we are sorely behind other states and where we're not making any progress is accountability. So our court systems in Illinois and the laws and the consequences for the abuse are not where they need to be. And we can compare to other states like California and Minnesota and Colorado who have requirements for abusers, no matter how, if you want to call it, how minor the incident was, are required to do a 52-week program to learn how not to be abusive, like what's driving their behavior and how do they stop being this way. That's how you really end it, is you get the abusers, hold the abusers accountable and teach them, which is what the Cubs were trying to do with Addison Russell, which is why I applauded them, is that they were giving him the opportunity to unlearn the behavior that he had learned. And I did those classes. I taught them in California. I know they work, and it reduces that abuser learns how not to be abusive, goes into their next relationship, and it's healthy. And that's what you want as a society. And that's what you want for the children of those men, that they see their fathers in a healthy relationship and not continuing to act that way all their lives. We've also seen that if you get the kids and their moms out early and you do the intervention that we do for 2 years, those children do not grow up to be abusive, and you stop the cycle. And that we see happening in real time.
That's amazing. That really is it. That's the key, breaking this cycle of abuse. And and it's, do you think it's too late for grown men to break the cycle?
Nope.
Is it
absolutely not?
Have they been? Yeah.
Nope.
What does
I've seen
it take? What does it take to break the cycle besides getting, you know, the law involved and criminal or civil situation, you know?
There are some
involved.
Really good programs in the city. The Center for Advancing Domestic Peace is one of them. That men who are, you know, the first step is the abuser has to recognize that they're the problem. That it isn't about her not getting dinner on the table fast enough, and it wasn't that she didn't do this well enough. You know, that they're projecting their own self-esteem and inadequacies onto the other person. You know, they're getting their power by putting somebody else down, and they can go, there's very, very good treatment programs, support groups that they can go to, and they can call the hotline too, the statewide hotline, and get help and get hooked into those programs. Typically the courts have to mandate them in. The problem with Illinois is we don't have a 52-week program. We have a 26-week program, and the courts are not quick to say, go get signed up with one. So there's a lot that needs to be fixed in Illinois so that the abusers recognize that it's them and they have the power to stop acting that way and treat people better.
Right, right. There's people listening to the show right now that are victims, and they might not even know it. And you can go to the WINGS website and look at those stories, look at the information there, and maybe you'll recognize yourself or your situation. Rebecca, is there anything you want to part with? I do want to leave with one note, too. I want to remind everybody about the Purple Tie Ball for WINGS coming up on October 5th. Go to their website and get tickets. It's over at the Westin Hotel in Itasca. There's another event on the same night as our event. And so if you like casino, you can head to that event, too, October 18th. But we hope you'll come to the Park Ridge Country Club. Maybe it will be in a lot of people that will sell out both of those events on October 18th, two nights to recognize and educate and help break the cycle of domestic violence. And then in December 8th, WINGS is having Sweet Home Chicago, an event at the Four Seasons Hotel. And then I just want to point out that the Catholic Charities is also, you know, been very proactive. I've seen this in the last 2 years. I think it was the bishop or cardinal that had really sent the message to parishes in the Chicagoland area to really be proactive and put, you know, those hotlines in church bulletins. And they're having a domestic violence first responders perspective night. It's going to be October 3rd from 7 to 9:30 at Our Lady of Ransom. And there's many of these type of events throughout the city, not just Catholic churches, but this one in particular is local. For those of you listening on the northwest side of Chicago, a lot of listeners in Rockford and in Naperville, I'm sure there's plenty of events out there. But if you go to the WINGS website, that's a great start there. And maybe you'll recognize yourself there or someone that you love and care for, and you'll need some help to approach them. Because like Rebecca, like you said, it's listening, not judging, because it can happen to anybody, even those smart women out there.
That's right. It could be any one of us.
Yeah, it could be anybody. And in these rooms, in the room you walk into, it could be anyone, person in particular, and you want to be able to get there and break the cycle of abuse and break it before someone gets hurt or worse, you know, like you said, when they're leaving. That's the most dangerous time.
Well, I want to thank Rebecca you for covering this topic and for giving me the time to talk about the work that we do. And yes, you know, that we're here for you. Call us.
Well, we appreciate you, Wings, for helping to educate the community and understanding the issues of domestic violence. We appreciate all that you're doing, Rebecca Darr. Keep up the good work. And I'm looking forward to Purple Tie Ball, October 5th. And you can check out the Wings website, Wings Program. Is it wingsprogram.com?
Yes, it is.
Or wait, mm-hmm. Let me make sure I got the right website. Is that what it is, or was it wings.org? Let's make sure.
Wings. Nope. Oh, it's .com. It's .com.
Wingsprogram.com.
Wingsprogram.com. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Thank you again, Rebecca Darr from Wings.
Thank you so much. Breaking the cycle
of domestic violence. And that's all the time we have today. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. This has been a serious topic. As you know, we do that every now and then, but we want to get to the good of it. And this is going to be raising awareness and helping women and children and even men, making a difference and helping them live a better life and getting out of a very, very bad situation. All right, that's all the time we have. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and on Instagram. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And we will see you next week for another edition of The Good Show. So long, everybody.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.